Attorneys are back in a Detroit bankruptcy court this week, arguing over whether the city qualifies for what would be the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. The thinking goes like this. Cut the Motor City loose from some of its crushing debt and legacy costs, pegged at around $18 billion. But even if that happens, the city will still have a huge task ahead of it. Detroit desperately needs to make improvements to its neglected infrastructure, like buses. Getting ready to walk to the bus stop. I've lived in Detroit for 14 years and never taken the bus. Detroit's buses are notorious for being late and breaking down. But the bus I get on to take me downtown shows up pretty much on schedule. Things go pretty well, till we get a couple stops into the trip. By then, the bus is full, and a woman in a wheelchair gets left on the curb because there's no room for her. Takara Reeves says this kind of thing happens all the time, and it's cost her three jobs.
Because it would be times where it would be bus that don't show up, or they'll be late, or I'll be on the bus and it breaks down, and your employer only want to hear the bus broke down, or the bus was late, or the bus didn't come so many times before they think, well, you know, you just don't want to come to work, and it's not like that.
In fact, no one I talk to is happy with the city's bus service.
It's the worst in the world. I've been there 64 years.
That's William Tennant.
It takes too long. That's the biggest complaint. And they're nasty.
There are two basic functions in city government that are broken.
Gary Brown is Detroit's new COO. He says on any given day, about a third of the city's workforce is out sick. That's the first thing.
Secondly, we don't fix vehicles well. No kind of vehicle. We don't fix buses. Right now, I have 400 buses. Only 200 of them work. I need 300 in order to operate.
Brown says the city's bringing in a company that will investigate whether workers are actually sick. And vehicle maintenance for buses, ambulances, police cars, everything is going to get outsourced. Another city service that's getting an overhaul is street lighting. Ken Stahl is with Corby Energy. It's a firm that's surveying Detroit's 88,000 lights. Stahl has fancy gear that records the location and condition of each light.
It's going to ask me what the condition of the arm that I'm looking at is. And we're just looking to see if it's bent or damaged in any way.
The problems are pretty obvious. Something like half the city's streetlights don't work. Bulbs are broken, poles are falling down, and copper wire has been stolen. Otis Jones is in charge of a new public lighting authority that's supposed to fix those problems over the next 3 years. He says the challenge is not an engineering one.
You know, my second day on the job, the city went and filed bankruptcy. And so, you know, the task at hand is, you know, how do you finance improvements to our lighting system in an environment where you have the largest city in America in history to go and file for bankruptcy?
Jones says despite the bankruptcy, he's confident the bond markets will lend the authority the money it needs to fix the lights. That would make Shamika Smith happy. She says kids in her neighborhood have to walk to school in the dark.
It's just not safe. And I'm understanding, like, we're paying all these tax dollars and we don't have working streetlights. I'm not understanding what the problem is with the city.
The problem, of course, is that the city is broke. Bankruptcy should take the pressure off, but it won't help Detroit with what could be a bigger challenge. The city's got lights, roads, and infrastructure for 2 million people, but the population and the tax base is less than half that now. In Detroit, I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.